Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He's doing great things for us all. He loves us and He cares about us deeply. He will help us do all things according to life. He will do His part and we must do our part. Our part is a response to the Word of God, a faithful response to the Word of God. If you're ever in doubt about the will of God and what you should do and what you shouldn't do, take in the Word of God. Let it receive it in your heart. Receive the Word of God in your heart. Some people focus on what they do and the law and all these things. Let's make it easy. Let's do it God's way. Remember, the law is given to the lawless. Fill your heart with the love of God. Endeavor to love everybody, scripturally speaking. Jesus. Scripturally speaking, love everybody. And when you love everybody, you will be a law unto yourself. The law is given to the lawless. It's a guideline. The law is also the strength of sin. If you break the law, then you know you're in sin. But if you're living according to scriptural love, if you're living according to scriptural love, you cannot sin. And being born of God, living according to God's word, you cannot sin. It won't be a part of you. And it won't be a problem. That's why the enemy sends temptations. He dispatches demons to tempt you. And he dispatches demons to entice others to tempt you as well. Or to aggravate your life. Or even both. But if you stay in the love of God, you already fulfill the law. And if you receive the wisdom of God's word, it's in your heart. It gets in your heart, and you can make you can govern your life by the wisdom of God. And then you have what we call vision. You'll begin to see things. You know what the Father has to say. You know the words of your Father. And you regard it higher than everything else. That's what I call looking to God. And God is big that way. The Word of God expresses who He is and what He's capable of doing. And He'll bless us. But you have to just receive the Word of God and it'll be a part of your life. Your love will fulfill the law. And the knowledge of God's word is the knowledge of love. And it will guide you in how to love people, how to help people, how to be a blessing to people, and when not to help people according to worldly wisdom. There's a godly way to do things, and then there's a wrong way to do things. And the wisdom of God will always instruct you in the path of God's love, the God kind of love. See, God's love doesn't erase people's responsibility. People are still responsible to work. They're still responsible to do right. They're still responsible to choose what is right. But if they choose against what is right, that's not God's will. If they make judgments against the right thing, that's not God's will. Everybody has the responsibility to respond to the living love of God. It's all about love. It's all about the love of God. The love of God will keep you in sacred paths. Your whole life will be blessed and fulfilled. Fulfillment is in God's word. See, in God's way, you love people. You're generous towards people. You're a blessing to people. You receive the love of God and you share it. You receive the love of God and you share it. You're relaying it to other people, regardless of whether they deserve it or not. If you're a boss and you bless everybody that's under your department, under your command, and you be there for them, you help them out, you give them good advice when you can, and the people that buck against you and don't like you, love them anyway. That's just the heart of God. People that's trying to supplant you, you know they're trying to supplant you, but you love them anyway. And by the love of God and the wisdom of God, God will show you, he will, nobody can take what God has given. And nobody can stop God's promotion in your life. Nobody. And people will try, but love them anyway. And as long as you're in the love of God, you're fulfilling the law in real time. And watch this, be in faith about all that you do. If you're in faith about the things of God, if you're in faith, then you're in wisdom. If you're in faith, you can do all to stand. See, faith looks to God. If you receive God's word, then you're looking to Him. You have eyes of faith, and faith looks to God. Faith doesn't deviate from the kindness and goodness of God. Having faith in God is very important. And when we have faith in the Lord and all of His, doing His works, doing His will, being a blessing to other people, we will see the mighty hand of God move in our lives. We will be able to undo what Satan has done. We will be able to avoid satanic traps of all sorts. We'll be able to steer clear from the deception of greed and lust, and especially pride. All the hateful things of the world, it's overcomable. It's defeatable. All the works of the enemy is defeatable. All the people that try to supplant you, they're defeatable. Now, God will bless people. He loves the person. We bless the person, and we overcome the sin. God loves us, and He made a way for us to overcome our sin. So, we love people, and we operate according to the love of God, the holiness of God, and the wisdom of God, to expose to them the right way so that they can overcome their sin. Sin is a crippler. Doubt is a disabler. All those things can be destroyed, and the wisdom of God can be elevated. The wisdom of God is good, folks, and we need to know Him and what He can do in our lives. The wickedness of men, don't fear it. Overcome it. Overcome evil with good. Now, I know of two scripture references that can prove that if people are trained early enough, before they're poisoned by the ways of the world, They can come to a point where they'll choose life on their own. The first one, Jesus said that babies, little children, babies, they're in the kingdom of God because they can't judge wickedness. They can't judge what sin is. So if a child dies, they go to heaven. And what happens after that, they're surrounded by the kindness and love of God. And they choose it. They always choose the love of God. And they learn to hate wickedness. All the children that's aborted and all the people that had children and the child was still born, they died, they went to heaven. They belong to God. God can salvage them. And anybody else who has a heart to love God, they'll believe on Jesus and they'll get saved. When you broadcast what Jesus did for mankind, everybody with ears to hear will hear, and they're going to come, and nothing's going to stop them. And they're not going to be routed against God. They're not going to be tempted against God. All temptations against God, against them, will fail. Now, they may be tempted to do something, but they'll cling to God. And the world will try to pull them away and separate them through various sorts of temptations. But they will win. And they overcome. In Revelation it says they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And there's another scriptural reference. It's in the opposite side, but it's still a reference that people can be persuaded to do the right thing, or people can be persuaded, and they can, this one was different. The sons of God married the daughters of women, of men. And they married the daughters of men. And it said that they, whoever they chose, now people have a will, right? They have a will to choose whatever they want to choose. But these, what were once angels, they married the woman that they chose. And they had children with them. And the children were people of great renown. And the reason I'm saying that is because people are persuadable. They can be persuaded one way or another. The influence is a strong thing. But the influence of God is much greater than the influence of man. As long as a person can be willing, if they can be willing towards God, God can work with them. If they can be willing towards God, God can work with them. And he can cause people to be a blessing. And I know this. So those who love God and are called to his purpose, if they're one with it, they won't be turned unless they want to be turned. People sin because that's what they desire to do. They're enticed. And then they make the choice to betray. They make the choice to yield. Sometimes, even though their intentions are good, they make the choice to do the wrong thing. People make unfaithful choices. And sometimes they learn from their mistakes and they come back. And then the word says that a child, if he's trained in the way he should go, when he is old, he will come back. Because he has a reference, something to come back to, a reference of life, and he's choosing that now. Consider these things because the Lord is returning soon. Never be caught off guard, but always on point, following God. God has so many wonderful things to say and share with us. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.